astronomy, from some known planets, comets, which are very popular at the moment. There's a little comet around right now, right after the Big Bang, and all points in between.
And David, what's it called? Brian Cox was around earlier in the year, and he sold out shows. So there's clearly an interest from people to do this kind of astronomy study or basic pop science version, simple understanding of our universe.
Yeah, there sure is. I mean, Astronomy Ireland is now, relative to population, the most popular astronomy society in the world. So here in Ireland, we have huge interest in space, despite the fact that, you know, if you want to look at the sky, it's usually cloudy in this country. Mm. Maybe that's what it is. It's something when the stars do come out, like when the sun shines, we all go a little bit crazy because we haven't seen the stars or the sun in a very long time. But whatever it is, there is phenomenal interest. We had a fantastic watch a week ago to promote the particular classes, and there were hundreds of people there looking at the moon, Jupiter, Mars, and having a sneak preview of this comet as well. And we do events like that roughly once a month as well. There'll be another one happening in March. So it's a great hobby for the whole family because, you know, usually there's one expert in the family. It's often the kids that drag the parents along to our events, or vice versa. Mm. But I mean, if you get up to a giant telescope at the moon, or Saturn with its rings, or Jupiter with cloud belts and its own moons, it's a breathtaking experience for anybody. So Brian Cox is a fantastic ambassador. His talks are extremely popular. And it shows on TV as well, of course. And we've been doing this for over 30 years now in Astronomy Ireland. You know, what we put into our magazine every month is fantastic, but there's just so much happening, so much being discovered, that the stuff we can't get into the magazine is almost a shame that it has to get left out. There's that many interesting stories every month in space.
David, hi, this is Áine here. David, I'm absolutely fascinated by Astronomy Ireland, and I think looking at your website now, I'm going to have to invest, and I'm going to have to get myself a telescope. But tell me, sorry, the comet you mentioned there, my ignorance, but what is a comet?
Well, the word comet comes from the ancient Greek meaning hairy star, and the ancient astronomers, who didn't have telescopes, would occasionally, every few years, see a hazy patch crossing the sky very slowly. Mm. So they didn't know what they were at all. And in fact, comets were usually associated with doom and gloom because things in the heavens didn't change. If something was up there that you couldn't explain, usually something to be worried about because that's where the gods live, after all. So a hairy star, hazy star is what you'll see. You could see this comet just barely with the naked eye a few days ago because the moon wasn't in the sky and it's kind of jet black. Now the moon's in the sky, it's going to be very difficult. You really need a pair of binoculars. And if people want to see it tonight, what you should do, as soon as it gets dark, 6-7 o'clock, if you look at the North Star, hopefully people know where the North Star is, then you probably need to use your binoculars, and you look to the upper right of the North Star, about 2 binocular fields of view.
Okay.
And you can see a hazy patch, a hairy star. That's the comet. Shows up fantastic in photographs, where it's usually a slight green colour due to carbon compounds that are fluorescing in the head of the comet. This has been called the green comet. Its real name is ZTF.
Okay.
It's a wiki transient phenomenon. It's an automatic telescope that looks for things changing in the sky, and picked this up about a year ago. So ZTF for short. And if people want to have a look at it, the brightest comet we've had in several years, and it could be a few months before we have another one.
Right, okay.
And before we have another one.
So they just disappear off into the ether then, if, you know, or we keep moving as our little globe turns.
Yeah, they're all part of the solar system, like us. The Earth, the rest of the other planets go around the sun in roughly circular orbits, and we swept up all the dust that was in the Earth's orbit to clear it all up, and all coalesced into the Earth, same with the rest of the planets going out. But very deep out in space, there's still a swarm of huge, giant, dirty snowballs a few kilometers across, and occasionally they will fall in toward the sun, swoop around the sun very quickly, get heated up, boil off a lot of the gases and ices, on this giant dirty snowball, make a big cloud around them, and then go back out into the depths of space. And this one, we think, came around the sun 50,000 years ago.
Wow.
Went very far out into space and fell back. And it passed near enough to planets. It's closest to the Earth today, for instance, 42 million kilometers away, that its orbit's going to get changed, so it will never come back. So this is the last time we'll ever see it. There'll be other comets, but they're all giant, dirty snowballs. And we think they were very important in the early solar system because the young Earth was very hot. Any water would have boiled away. So somehow we got these oceans that we have today, and we think a bombardment by millions of comets very soon, in the first billion years of the Earth's existence, about 4.5 billion years old, that bombardment of comets filled the Earth's oceans. So in fact, the water that's in our bodies in the oceans is probably comet juice, if we're right about our theory of how we got our oceans.
Okay. Sorry, and Dara.
That's really interesting piece of information there, and very dense taster of what you can expect in the classes. But would you also get into the theoretical side of it, like time travel or teleportation, any weird stuff?
Yeah, there's a whole section on what's called cosmology. Cosmology is how the universe came to exist, the overall theory. It's the Big Bang is our basic theory. I mean, there were other theories around, but now it's just so much evidence that the universe was a tiny, hot, incandescent ball that expanded extremely fast at ridiculously high temperatures and created the whole universe that we see today. We go through the whole process. And why there's evidence for it? It's not a story that people made up. There's actual facts that we discovered about the Earth universe. For instance, all the galaxies are rushing away from each other, so it looks like either the thing exploded or space itself is stretching. And when Einstein came along with his theory of relativity, he basically predicted that the universe was going to be expanding, didn't realize he'd predicted that, actually clutched his equations to try and fix it. He didn't think the universe was expanding. Later it was found out it was his biggest mistake, he called it. And so we explain all that in relatively simple terms, because, people sometimes think, you could be making all this up, but there are actual real things we've discovered, like the flash from the early Big Bang that was discovered in the 1990s, and how else do you explain that? And the way the galaxies are moving, things called dark matter, that we don't know what it is, but we can see its effect, very prominent effect on the way galaxies rotate, so it has to exist. And then there's a crazy thing called dark energy, which we have absolutely no idea what that is, but it accounts for most of the material in the universe. So it's a fascinating subject.
Absolutely.
We need to tell you how we think we know the universe is 14 billion years old.
14 billion years old. Oh, my God. Right.
And that's the amazing thing about astronomy, that someone would come up with these predictions, like you said, Einstein, and then decades later, we'll actually confirm it, that actually, yeah, they were ahead of the curve and no one saw it.
Exactly, yes. And it's one of the quirky stories of cosmology, and how even a man like Einstein didn't believe that his mathematics basically was predicting something that there was no evidence for at the time. It was Hubble of Hubble Space Telescope fame who figured out that the galaxies were moving away from each other, and that the further away the galaxies were, the faster it was moving. So he then discovered that the universe was expanding. It was a huge discovery at the time, and that's why they named the Hubble Space Telescope after him.
Right. And David, if you were going to join and take part in the classes, do you actually need to invest in a telescope, or can you? Is it worth your while attending the classes or viewing the classes without the equipment?
No, you don't have to. One of the classes is about telescopes, how they work, because even if you don't have one or going to use one, you still...
Okay.
The tool that we use to explain the universe, we do cover how they all work. We did a survey years ago, about half of our members have a telescope.
Okay.
The other half are more fascinated by all the discoveries that come back from space.
Yeah.
You know, it's a vast subject. So you could be interested in learning about it. For instance, interest in cosmology, you're not going to go out there and prove the universe is expanding yourself.
Yeah, sure.
But if you're
looking
at comets, pair of binoculars would be a great investment.
Yeah, yeah. So binoculars would, you know, would suffice for now.
Yeah, what people don't realize, the word binocular is short for binocular telescope. They actually are two telescopes strapped
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah, so are there still places available for tonight, David?
Oh, yeah. It's running online via Zoom, so there's a fantastic capacity for people there. We typically get about 50 to 100 people.
Okay.
And we do it twice a year. It'll be happening again in October. So that's a couple of hundred people a year. Times a few decades, you can see the thousands of people that have done the courses since we first started them.
Okay, okay, wow. So, yeah, I can see the interest point of view, like that, you know, some half the your audience may just want to learn about cosmology and learn about astronomy, whereas, you know, some and other half may be more technically orientated. So it's wherever your interest takes you, really.
Yeah, this one is very much for people who have just discovered an interest in space and want to know more. You know, 2 hours every Wednesday for 8 weeks, and, you know, 16 hours of talk space about the whole universe. You really will know a lot by the end of it.
Yeah.
And you can just sit back and relax and enjoy the talks. Each one's on a separate subject. They're all self-contained, so if you miss one, actually having it on Zoom is great. You can send you the recording.
Oh,
and
great.
Even if you start late, you can repeat the class when it's repeated in October, free of charge. So having it online is great for all of our members, most of whom do not live in County Dublin. We're a national organization.
Yeah.
So we weren't able to do this many years ago.
Sure.
Physically located, and you had to get to Dublin if you wanted to do a class. Now you don't, so that's a great aspect of Zoom. And if you want to take it further, we do actually an advanced class for some of the people later on. That's starting actually in April.
Right.
But you'll find out more about that on our website.
Yep.
And some people get really obsessed by it and end up doing full degree courses. There are distance learning degrees you can do with things like the Open University. And this will be a fantastic way of getting started. But you can do it from just sitting there and listening to the talks right through up to ending up with a degree in astronomy.
Fascinating subject. And it, what did the class at the 8 week initial class cost, David?
It's $195 for those classes, and that includes the subscription to Astronomy Ireland magazine, which is worth €60.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about $135. There are classes online you could do. Some of the classes we've seen are selling for about $399. So what's that? About over €300 anyway. So with Astronomy Ireland, it's about half the price, but we think twice the quality.
Brilliant.
Because we've been doing this for a long time. We know what the general public wants because we run a lot of events. You talk to ordinary members of the public who have no scientific training, and you know the jargon and things you take for granted. Our tutor is an expert astronomer. He's doing a PhD in the subject. But he was a young kid interested in astronomy so long ago who understands what it's like to get started. So we have a tutor who knows what he's doing. The course has been put together by Astronomy Ireland over the years anyway. And you can ask questions as well if there's anything that you don't understand. And there's always the events the Society runs then, the monthly lectures that you can go along to. There's one coming up in February about the solar system, Monday week, in fact. And you can always contact the powers that be in astronomy on
the Last Horizons I see on Monday the 13th. Is that on your website there? Last Horizons, the edge of the solar system?
That's it, exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
And there's a talk every month. It's usually the second Monday of the month.
Right.
And we ask an expert in their field to give a popular level talk to members of the public who have no scientific training. You can do any of the sciences for your leaving, sir. The idea is you'll be able to understand the talk and learn something about their particular aspects. So it could be anything to do with space travel, to cosmology and the Big Bang, it's a vast subject, the universe, of all kinds of things that we can and do cover. So Last Horizon, the edge of the solar system, is about things like this comet, what's out beyond Pluto, the outermost planet, and why did Pluto was called the planet at one stage, and now it isn't, which is a bit controversial topic. Is there another planet out there like the giant planets we already have, the eight planets we have? some people think there is, and there's evidence for it. And if so, how are we going to find it? So it should be a very interesting talk.
It sounds fascinating, David. We're going to have to wrap up soon because we're against the clock here. But just very quickly, if people go on to astronomy.ie, they will be able to book themselves onto the course. Is that where they go, onto astronomy?
That's it.
Yep.
That's the best way to do it. Sign up online. You'll be sent the Zoom link. 7 o'clock. The first talk begins. That coincidentally is the exact hour that this new comet is closest to the Earth.
Oh, right, okay.
We didn't know that was going to happen, but it's a good omen.
Right, so if people are a bit late, we'll understand.
So astronomy.ie is all you need to know. You can sign up free for our social media.
If you've got
€1 a week, you can join Astronomy Ireland to get the magazine. There's a private member's email goes out every week as well.
Okay.
And the talks are half price to members, only a few euros. So membership has its benefits, as they say. And you'll see the very top link at the moment is the evening classes, which you can sign up for and join us. Sign up any time up to 7 o'clock this evening. You can even sign up next week and the week after.
Oh, sure.
We'll send you the link to tonight's talk.
Fantastic. David, as always, it's so interesting to have you on, and thank you for joining us. We really do appreciate your time. So, look, everybody out there, just you know how to get there now. And, David, thanks again. And
my pleasure. Thank you very much.
And hopefully we will be speaking with you in the near future.
I'm sure we will. All the best.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care, David. Bye. Bye. Right, we are going to go to another piece of music. It is...